Welcoming to KRDO's afternoon news studio, the wonderful Bryn Carman, anchor and reporter in the mornings for and at noontime for KRDO News Channel 13, with something coming back to the station that gives us all a little bit of a tingle, you got to admit, Bryn.
Ted, good afternoon. It is starting to feel a little bit more normal. My Colorado Champion segment is back. It's been really hard to get interviews with athletes in the community because we haven't had any sports for so long. I haven't done a Colorado Champions since, I think, February or March. So that's over 6 months, and the time is now. I had all the feels, all the feelings putting this story together, and it's one about a sport that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but amid the pandemic, it has grown in popularity. We're talking about ping pong.
Very, very fun. Before we get there, let's talk about you a little bit, because in your own right, you're a very special champion yourself.
Well, thank you. I grew up a competitive figure skater and was an athlete for, in my prime, about 13 years, trained here at the World Arena as a pair skater and worked my way up the ranks, skated for Team USA on a national and international level, brought home a couple national medals. My former partner, Chris Kinnearum, went off to bring home an Olympic medal in Pyeongchang. So I definitely loved my time on the ice, had a little bit of injury, grew a little bit. All those things kind of combined took me off the ice, but it's something that's very special to me, and I love sports, and I love, most importantly, telling those sports. It's so important to understand all the sacrifice and determination that goes into athletes.
Now let's talk about ping pong, because that's not your average everyday stuff.
It's not. It was so fun. There's a father-son duo in Manitou Springs. Scott Price is known as a ping pong Hall of Famer. He's a coach, more commonly known as the ping pong man. He's got two sons, and I got to meet with Austin, who's a national and international player, hopes on maybe making a world or Olympic team. And they were really prepared for COVID-19. They've had a table tennis set up in their basement for over 25 years. So when the pandemic hit, they were able to keep going. They quickly brought some of their camps back. And it's a great sport for this time because you can stay far apart. That table is very long. You're 9 feet apart. You can wear the mask. You're sanitizing the balls and the paddles very often. But it's a great sport to keep pursuing.
Indeed it is. And something else, sort of sidebarring here, we are now in this state allowed to bet online.
We are.
Talk about the connection between that new ability and ping pong.
Ping pong was one of the only sports on early this spring when there were a lot of questions about baseball and basketball and hockey. And interestingly enough, Colorado fans bet almost $7 million on table tennis in our state. It was the most popular sport to bet on because there wasn't a lot going on. And Scott and Austin are really happy to see the sport grow with popularity. And it's a sport anyone can pick up. It doesn't matter your age or your ability.
No, it sure doesn't. And it's fun. It's just plain fun. In my own world, I grew up with table tennis. The kid on the street with the table in the basement was where you hung out. Mm-hmm. That was the cool kid on the block. And that's what we did a lot of weekends, was just hang out and play ping pong. And man, when you get good at it, it feels good. It's very liberating. And I mean, you can really get some energy out when you're a kid and just having fun with it. These guys, though, the ones that you're going to feature in Colorado Champions, have made this their vocation.
They have. They're very competitive. They've played a lot of celebrities and competed around the world and done it for Team USA. And like I mentioned, Austin is 25, almost 26, and hopes on maybe making an Olympic or a world team one day. He was trying to make the Olympic trials for Rio. Wasn't very competitive at that time, but that's the other great thing about the sport is you just get better with time. So that is something he hopes to cross off his list. He received a college scholarship for table tennis and for golf, went away, did that, traveled a lot, and then came back to Colorado Springs and is working in healthcare and now helps run his dad's camps. And we're going to have all of that information. If you do want to pick up the sport or did it a while ago and want to come back to it, as soon as this story airs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., we're going to have a link to the story and all of that information on our website, KRDO.com.
So be sure to tune in for the first time back in almost 6 months, Colorado Champions, with the wonderful Bryn Carman, a champion in her own right, featuring people, telling those stories as only you can, Bryn, from that unique perspective of yours. We're so excited for you.
Well,
thank you. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on News Channel 13.
6 a.m. I might beat you on the ice, Ted, but you would definitely beat me in ping pong. I have no skills when it comes to that table.
Bryn, thanks for spending your couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.